This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. As part of President Trump's crackdown on immigrants in the country illegally, federal immigration officers increasingly make arrests at courthouses, including those in Philadelphia. The controversial practice breaks long-standing tradition of viewing federal arrests at local courthouses as interfering with the justice system. Legal experts were using Philadelphia's courtrooms as bait to enforce immigration laws, as scaring people from coming to court. WHYY's Bobby Allen has been looking into this. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Jen.
Since Donald Trump's election, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has stepped up efforts to deport people in the country illegally. Why are ICE arrests at courthouses so sensitive?
Prosecutors and defense lawyers can really only do their job if everybody shows up to court, right? Every year, hundreds of cases really depend on testimony from immigrants. Some crimes depend on immigrants reporting crime themselves. And when immigrants are charged with crimes, they can only defend themselves if they appear in court. With ICE agents nabbing people with questionable status in and outside of courthouses, lawyers are seeing more and more no-show immigrants. And that causes cases to fall apart or more trouble for someone down the road. For instance, if a defendant doesn't appear and a judge then issues a bench warrant, they're going to have to deal with that later. And some people are being arrested for going to court for very routine matters, so people who aren't even charged with crimes. Take Tetsi Addy. He's a guy who's lived in the U.S. for 20 years. He's from Liberia. He has no criminal history. He did have an expired visa. He was heading the family court in Philly recently over a divorce matter. And as he walked toward courthouse security, an ICE agent approached him.
And he said, "We are ICE. We were sent to pick you up. You are here illegal." I said, "How sure are you I'm here illegal? I came here with a visa." He said, "No, you are here illegal. This is the paperwork. We got to take you into custody." So he said, "Let's go outside." And then they grabbed me. The other person grabbed me. And they started pushing me out. And they put me on the sidewalk and start shouting for everybody, you know, to draw attention.
Bobby, is what happened to Tetsi Addy legal? And if not, is anyone pushing back on this practice?
It's not illegal. ICE has internal guidelines that discourage arrests in these so-called sensitive places like churches, schools, and hospitals. Courthouses aren't on that list, and that's how they defend the tactic. Judges, prosecutors, defense lawyers all condemn the practice, but they feel they can't mandate what federal agents do in public places. Now, in New York, defense lawyers are ducking clients into bathrooms to avoid ICE, and judges are setting extremely high bail so a defendant can't post bond and will be jailed to avoid ICE. But why courthouses, right? Why not pick them up in some other place? Cesar Garcia Hernandez is a law expert at the University of Denver I talked to. He said the Department of Homeland Security's disapproval of Philly's sanctuary city status might have something to do with it.
There is substantial symbolic value targeting migrants in courthouses because those locations go to the heart of democratic governance, and in many locations where ICE has targeted courthouses specifically, the Department of Homeland Security takes issue with the policies of democratically elected officials.
Bobby, you're looking into this. How are you able to track this uptick in arrests in Philadelphia courthouses?
So ICE wouldn't tell me the exact number of arrests they've made this year in courthouses, but lawyer after lawyer after lawyer I've talked to said they're hearing accounts very regularly, and the uptick really started in January when Trump came into office. I did obtain federal figures that show that in the district that includes Philadelphia, ICE arrests are up 34% from last year, but that's not just in courthouses, that's everywhere. And a 34% increase is significant.
Yeah. And what's the status of this gentleman we've been speaking about this morning, the gentleman from Liberia, Tetsi Addy?
Yeah, Tetsi's removal proceeding, so that's the proceeding in which the feds are trying to kick him out of the country, is still pending. He's out on a bond, and his lawyer says since Tetsi recently got remarried, he'll have someone to sponsor him for a visa down the road and hopefully get a green card after that. But meanwhile, he's told me he spent thousands of dollars on this process, was detained for a week after being arrested at the courthouse. And after he got out of detention, he said he lost his construction job. So Tetsi's really trying to put his life back together.
WHYY's Bobby Allen joining us this morning to tell us about an increase in arrests of immigrants at courthouses in the region. Thank you for this reporting.
Thank you, Jen.